Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today.
Why do some drivers repeatedly speed, use their mobile phone, or refuse to wear a seatbelt? And if we understood the psychology of such drivers, could we make our roads safer? The Road Safety Authority has commissioned an expert report into drivers who are disqualified for dangerous driving. And I'm joined by the man who's compiling it. Dr. Kiran Sarma is a senior lecturer with forensic psychologist at NUI Galway. Dr. Sarma, good evening.
Thank you for having me on, Mary.
You've put a call out to drivers who've been disqualified. So who do you want to speak to?
So we're looking to speak with drivers who've been disqualified from driving in the last 5 years, but are now back on the road. So they've had a chance to reflect on the offence that led to their disqualification or the offences. We're interested in talking to drivers who drive professionally for their work and also non-professional drivers. And we're interested in drivers who've been disqualified for any offence. It could be drink driving, accumulating excessive numbers of penalty points, driving without insurance, or whatever it is. So we're looking for a broad spread of drivers who've experienced disqualification.
All right, we'll talk about how they can contact you in a moment. But if they do come to you, what do you want to do with them?
So what I want to do with them is I want them to agree to participate in an interview with me or another psychologist for approximately an hour to an hour and a half, where we look at the offence that led to their disqualification and the processing that led them to be disqualified. So it's a wide-ranging interview where we start, for example, with the offence itself, and we track backwards and see and explore what might have led or contributed to the decisions they made that led to the disqualification or that are linked to the types of driving that they engage in routinely. So on top of that, we're also interested in their understanding of different ways of addressing serious road traffic offending and what they think might work or might have worked for them.
Will it be anonymous?
So the interviews are confidential to the extent that we don't share the information with anybody, and they're anonymous to the extent that once we, the researchers, have transcribed them, they are fully anonymized and the participants are not identifiable through the through participating in the research.
Now, I know you're in the early stages of getting this up and running, but do you envisage that it will be easy, or perhaps not, to get people to just open up about, you know, what might have been an embarrassing, stressful, reckless time in their lives? Maybe they wanted to park it and move on.
So it has proven difficult to do research like this in the past. What we do is we do, I suppose, call out for people who have had this experience to come forward, knowing that what they say in these interviews has the potential to increase road safety here and prevent the overall burden of road traffic collisions in this country. We're acknowledging that a 1 to 1.5 hour intensive interview is difficult. We will do our best to approach the interview sensitively, accepting that the types of offending that has occurred are very serious and may have led to victims and suffering. But to understand, our objective really is to understand what happened so that we can act preventatively in the future. We are offering an incentive, also €150 voucher. So it's €150 voucher for each participant who does come forward, recognising that they are now back on the road and that their time is valuable and that that we do really need to hear from them if we are to have some traction from the study.
Okay, it's interesting you're focusing on dangerous driving, not on drink driving. Is that because there's been other studies in that area?
Well, no, I suppose the reason is that, like, if you look at driver disqualification and if you look at the causes of road traffic collisions in Ireland, it's much further than just drink driving. Drink driving is obviously a very serious type of offending, but reckless driving, exceeding your number of penalty points, these types of behaviours are all associated with increased risk of road traffic collision and serious road traffic collision. So we need to hear from all types of disqualification. Drivers have been through those disqualifications because we know from the international research that processes that lead to things like driver disqualification from speeding or reckless driving are different to those that lead to disqualification through drink driving. But also, even within a specific type of problematic behaviour like drink driving, there's a lot of variability across individuals.
It'll be very interesting to hear the results of your research. And for anybody who's been disqualified from driving in the past, if they'd like to take part in this study, the email address is contactstudy2020@gmail.com, and we'll tweet that email address as well. Dr. Kiran Sarma of NUI Galway, thank you very much for your time.